Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, the weekend's just about here, and it goes by so fast it must mean that the news is good, at least for me. I hope you can share in those sentiments as I introduce our first guest. Interesting story. Her name is Winnie Brignac. That's B-R-I-G-N-A-C, Winnie Brignac Hart. The book is co-written with her twin sister, Laurie Brignac Lee, and the name of it is Stand Out, Discover Your Distinct Advantage, Tools to Master the Eight Fundamentals of Standing Out in Business. It's published by Twin Engine, and you can get it in your local bookstore. And welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Stu. Great to be here.
I first want to ask you, I mean, I mentioned the fact that your twin sister and you wrote the book, which automatically raises a little bit of interest in the fact that, what's this, twin sisters? Well, just a little bit about your background and your company.
So Laurie and I, we our company is called Twin Engine, and we're essentially two sides of the engine, left brain, right brain. And we have, throughout our entire life, been challenged with people comparing us to each other. We look exactly alike. We're identical, of course. And it's the challenges that companies are having today, where it's harder and harder and harder to stand out. And it's really important to understand what your unique differences are, not only the way you look on the outside, but who you are on the inside.
You've had a lot of experience. The book is getting rave reviews. I think of companies and how they stand out and how they create value, not only for themselves, but much more for society and the consumers. It's amazing to me how many companies, if you ask them, do you have a competitive advantage? They don't know. And if they do know, they're unable to define it. It's no surprise in your research, is it?
Not at all. I mean, if you look at, you know, how many companies fail in this world, and one of the top five reasons is the lack of distinct advantage. And what, you know, what would happen to our entire economy if companies did know their distinct advantage and thrived.
Your book is targeted for whom? Who is your target audience?
Well, businesses that have either stalled or they think they're missing out on opportunities, or even a startup. You know, it's come to a place in our industry, in the marketing advertising industry, that marketing is no longer a department. Everyone in a company has to own it. And so the book is really for companies that are trying to leverage that competitive advantage to stand out and take off.
What are we going to learn from this book that is not available in other books of the same genre?
Well, what's unique about Stand Out is that it is not only just a book, but it's a process and a system, and it's called Brand Traffic Control, and it essentially rates you on the eight fundamentals of standing out, which is purpose, reputation, visuality, authenticity, ideal leads, distinction, strategy, and mindset. And you rate yourself on those eight fundamentals, and then there are over 30 tools in this book to support you in strengthening the fundamentals you need to strengthen.
Winnie, we look at companies today, and those who are socially conscious seem to have an advantage because we become a much more socially conscious society. I just think it's one of the positive evolutions that we see not only in our personal lives but in business. Assuming that that's correct, and I'm sure you'll certainly resonate with agreement with me, can you come up with some company examples who personify this? I'll come up with two. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Smucker's and Southwest Airlines.
Oh, well, Stu, you know, I love Southwest Airlines. There's actually a whole section about Southwest in the book because they know what they stand for. You know, and it's not only what you sell, but it's what you stand for today that really helps companies be successful. You know, we go through about, I think maybe there's 20 examples in the book about companies that understand what they stand for and how they've leveraged that, and they become truly authentic in really aligning with their ideal leads and being really successful.
When you do your research, and you and your twin sister have been involved in this for 25 years, and you're talking about the process, what about the diagnostic tools that measure the kind of attributes that you're looking to measure? Because if indeed the tools are flawed, the results are flawed. How do you verify the authenticity of your results? And it's not physics, it's not chemistry, it's not math. I understand that.
Well, I think when it comes down to, you know, I mentioned before, Stu, that, you know, marketing is everyone's responsibility in a company. When you're really looking at, diagnosing a company on what level they do stand out and how authentic they are, it involves everyone in the company. And so throughout our process, we have a tool called the brand assessment, and everyone in the company actually facilitates this assessment. And so what you learn from it is really alignment. You know, when it comes down to where companies are, it's really not just about an area they need to strengthen, but it's about how aligned every single person in the company is or their customers. So it's really about looking at the truth, you know, looking at what people say, the words they use, the reputation of a company to understand where they stand.
I think we have a little bit of a I'm not hearing anything, Tim. All right. Well, can you reconnect? All right. Tim,
sure,
will
can
be
you hear me?
Reconnecting. You let me know when you All right. Are you with us?
Stu, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Winnie. We somehow got a technical glitch, and that happens in businesses too, so maybe you can pick up where you were.
You bet. What I was talking about is you asked me about the diagnostic tools.
Right.
In understanding where and how companies stand out. We have a process called the brand assessment. It's an online assessment. Anyone can do it, twinengine.com/BTC. And it's an assessment where you can go in and assess where your company stands out in those eight categories. What's unique about it is it involves everyone in the company. And what it comes down to, Stu, is really about alignment. You know, not only what you're measuring, but how aligned every single person in the company is to those fundamentals.
We define branding. We exercise in trying to implement branding in a very different way, both in terms of our cultural and social changes in our technology. And part of it you've already discussed. But how is the branding process different now than it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Wow, Stu, roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, a brand is what you are. Marketing is what you do. And what's interesting now is those traditional ways that we communicate no longer work, right? The traditional ways, which were print communications, even websites, because marketing has become a dialogue, right? So it's not just about us as companies and organizations and brands speaking on behalf of what we represent, but it's about everyone that has access and that has a relationship with our brand. So we're not just communicating and marketing. We've all become critics and judges. You know, I mean, Yelp can put a company out of business in 30 days. So what we do and what we say has to be truly authentic and consistent, or, you know, it gets lost in the sea of sameness.
All right. The book is Stand Out, Discover Your Distinct Advantage, Tools to Master the Fundamentals of Standing Out in Business. Not always easy to do. And, you know, the great athletes differentiate themselves. There can be good athletes, great athletes, and truly exceptional. Companies today are striving to separate themselves. And I think it all comes down to, I mean, and from a simplistic response here, to having, if you don't have the product or the service, it's not going to matter. And if you don't couple that with reaching out to do what's best for your consumers or the end line recipients of what you're doing, you're going to fail. It's a total process, isn't it?
Totally. Well, I think about what you do, Stu, in terms of the you know, what you deliver every day on your radio show. You are incredibly in line with what your customers want, what they need, and it's all about them. You know, you're not selling. You're becoming a thought leader and sharing the information that people want. And there's a real shift in the way of thinking that companies need to really consider today. And, you know, what is it that connects them emotionally with their consumer? What is it that people really, really want that they need to deliver? And how does that differ them from the competition?
Yeah, I think you said something that I'm always emphasizing in talks and on radio, that in a sense we're all selling, but people really have to buy into it, and it has to have an aspect of permanence, because initial visceral responses disappear very, very quickly unless you have something that backs it up and verifies it. And that's why companies with long-term track records and success are still here. We're going to come back and maybe go through a little bit of detail with some of these fundamentals right after a break. The book Standout, I guess, is Winnie Brignac Hart, B-R-I-G-N-A-C. The last name is Hart, H-A-R-T. We'll be back. It's co-written with...
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we're rejoined by Winnie Brignac. Hi. The book is co-written with Winnie and her twin sister, Laurie Brignac Lee. It is Stand Out, Discover Your Distinct Advantage, Tools to Master the Eight Fundamentals of Standing Out in Business. And Winnie, I know there are a lot of key words here, but certainly one of them is authenticity. You know, you can... I hate to use the word fool someone, but you can get by the first time almost with anyone. But if you want repetition and permanence, you have to address the prospect's needs and the customer's needs. I'm not so sure that this was the intent years ago. It seemed to be much more of an eye focus, just like it was when you went out to get a job. You'd say, here's my resume, and they jump at you. Today you have to say, this is what I can do for you. Is that a good analogy?
Well, I think it's when it's authenticity. It's pretty easy to see through to the truth of things today, because not only are we're more exposed to sharing information about ourselves. When the first thing I do is go look up someone on social media and see what they're actually talking about. So I think, you know, Stu, when I think about authenticity, I think it's one of the biggest challenges that companies face, because they're not quite sure on what it means to be authentic, what it means to use words that are true and genuine, and that are not manipulative. And then they really honestly, when it comes down to it, in authenticity, you know, they're not really sure what their value proposition is. You know, we've kind of lost sight of what it means to be ourselves. So it's a challenge for companies today.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to just think of a couple of companies today who might have lost their authenticity, and I know two of them will survive. I don't know about the third. And that's where you talk about consistency. You've got to have consistency of quality. One is Chipotle. I've never eaten at one. And I'm telling you, even though it may be safe, I'm never going to eat at a Chipotle because there has been more than one incident. The others, in their big brand names, looking to overcome their flawed business process, both in the auto industry. I'm looking at Volvo. I'm looking at Toyota, and I think that's definitely one of them. Any comments to make on those examples?
Well, I think on Volvo, you know, the real issue is, are they lying or are they not lying? You know, and I think perception is reality, and reality is perception. I know Warren Buffett says that, you know, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and about 5 minutes to ruin it. But the challenge that companies face today really is more about, you know, are they rumors or are they truths? You know, and there's a real, we don't have that way. We don't, even in the media, and I know that you know this because it's, you know, you're really involved in the media business, Stu, it's that, you know, where is the truth? You know, who is telling the truth? Because there's so many different media sources, and they're all telling different things. And that's on top of all the individuals and consumers out there that are talking as well. So it's very, very, very hard to maintain a true, authentic message in itself because, you know, there's a lot of noise.
I know that, you know, the heart and soul of your book are these eight fundamentals that that allow companies to stand out, and you've listed them all. Is there any, and I know this is, in a sense, you got to look at the whole. You can't look at the parts that make up the whole. It's all going to be there because if you've got one cog broken in the wheel won't work. But having said that, being defensive about having said that, did you rank these or prioritize them in any way?
Well, I prioritize them based on the results that we've seen. So we've done a big test of, you know, companies and where they stand, and hundreds of them. And the ones that they're most challenged in are distinction, reputation, ideal leads, and strategy. So, you know, the challenges in marketing is because there's so many mediums today in which to communicate, people don't know which ones to focus on, right? And so they're trying to do a lot of things on a lot of different mediums that really aren't working. But when it really comes down to me, if I would rank out of the entire eight, which one was the most important, it's mindset. Because, you know, it's the focus and commitment to achieve whatever desired results that you're aiming for. And it's really about, if you don't make the decision to stand out, if you don't make the decision to commit resources and time within your company to work through the eight fundamentals, and you can do it yourself in the book. It's completely self-explanatory and you know, definitely leverage those 30 tools. You know, that you have to decide that this is something and commit to something that you want to do to really be successful. There's no other option.
Yeah, you know, I think the other side of that coin is, and you talked earlier about the importance of staying with it and trying to produce the best results. But the other side is what I guess it's kind of what Charles Aznavour used to sing. You've got to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served. Just show them all that you are able able to leave without saying a word. And I'm thinking in terms of mindset and commitment, it takes an equal amount of mindset and commitment to realize that if you're going down that wrong road, in the best interest of everyone, you've either got to stop and quit it completely, or stop till you fix it. That's not easy to do.
Yeah, wow, Stu, that's a big idea. I think that, you know, it's difficult for people to to get off the train. And I think sometimes, you know, maybe you have to get off the train and move into a, you know, an 18-wheeler. I mean, I think that the rate of change with companies and brands today is moving at such a rate that it's very hard for us to stop and get off and pause. And taking that time to develop some introspective and to really understand who you are as a person, which is a huge component of how you stand out as a company, but also who you are as a company and what you need to do to really evolve as a company, to be relevant to not only your employees, but to the consumers you're trying to face and target.
Winnie, what did you and Lori learn from writing this book that perhaps you did not know prior to the undertaking?
Well, Stu, it's funny that, you know, we've been identical twins our entire life, obviously. And the fact that we're compared every day by people, you know, it's, you know, people don't know who we are. I mean, for the first 13 years of my life, we were known as one person, Winnie Lori. That's a hyphen. That's one name. And that it's that ability and that skill that we have perfected our entire lives. It's exactly what companies need to understand. You know, it's exactly what they need to do and to learn from to stand out as companies, about just really looking beyond what, you know, you mentioned before, just that quick, you know, face that you initially see that isn't sustainable, but looking beyond what that is and looking inside and really understanding what it is that is distinct and unique about you. And if you can be more of who you are and be true to who you are, the more successful you're going to be.
All right, we have maybe no more than 20 seconds to go, just enough time perhaps for you to make a concluding statement.
Well, thank you, Stu, so much for inviting us today to be on the show. But it's really about, you know, if you may be doing so many things right in your company. You may have a rock star sales team, a rock star marketing department. But if you don't stand out, you lose. So think about what it is that you need to do to win, and to be who you ultimately are and to achieve your ultimate results. So I encourage everyone to really find out what that is about them that's unique and stand out.
Well said, Winnie Brignac Hart. The book is Stand Out, Discover Your Distinct Advantage, Tools to Master the Eight Fundamentals of Standing Out in Business. Thanks so much. We'll be back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, a compelling story, a profoundly impactful story will be told right now by our next guest, so stay right where you are and don't miss it. Joining us is Yuri Feinberg. He is the author of The Child of Gulag, and the book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, and barnesandnoble.com. Yuri, congratulations on the book, and welcome to the show with an amazing story here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Stu.
You know, and I'll just speak here from a general, instinctive, visceral sense here that we hear so much about all the horrific tragedies that go on in the world, and certainly one of them is the Holocaust in Germany, and it kind of overshadows some of the other horrific events and oppressive regimes. Your family had an involvement with one, and I'd like you to introduce that to us by telling us what the story is about and your involvement.
Well, you're absolutely right, Stu. The current events in the world are pushing the previous tragedies to the background, but those tragedies were as significant as what's going on now in the world. During the Stalin regime in Soviet Russia, there were millions of people who perished in what is known as Gulag, which is the State Department of Prisons, and so it became a generic name for the prison camps. And my family, who suffered through the war, through the siege of Leningrad by Germans, and then my mother volunteered to go to the prison system. She was a medical doctor to treat the political prisoners. I was 3 years old. It was right after the World War II ended, and she took me with her, and so I was behind the barbed wire fence in the remote Siberian place, behind the mountains, as the only child with minus 40 degrees temperature, with prisoners, security guards, and wild animals. That's how I spent my childhood. Although I was not the prisoner, but now looking back, it seems like I was a prisoner of the system.
How long were you there, Yuri? How many years?
I was there 7 years, between 3 and 10.
How did you survive it? Were you taken in? Were you befriended by anyone? We all know about the treatment of men, women, and children, but three—that's an unusual age. How did you deal with it? How were you treated?
Well, you're absolutely right. I did befriend. Well, what happened, my mother, knowing that the child needs education because there was no school and there were no peers, she freed from hard labor one of the bright minds of that time who was sentenced for being outspoken against the regime, professor, and he became my tutor. I was tutored by him in Latin and Greek and Russian history and in literature and math. I was actually blessed with someone like him who gave me the foundation for my further education and my point of view in life. So that was my solace. That was the only light there. Otherwise, I was exposed to the elements, the snow, the wild animals. I rescued the wolf cubs. I raised them. It was absolutely, sometimes looking back, I can't believe that I went through all of it, and I'm still in complete possession, so to speak, of my faculties, and I'm still a functioning person in this world.
It just seems to me incomprehensible. It's like the kind of stuff you make fictional movies out of, and yet you survived. What did this lead to for you in terms of position, power, the ability to exercise autonomy and create a life for yourself as you move it up the ladder? What did you do eventually?
You know, interestingly, normally I would say I would become a very bitter and angry and lonely person. But for some unknown reason to me, it created just the opposite. And my personality has been developed, being in such solitude and being alone all my childhood. I'm drawn to people. I like to help people because I've been exposed to so much misery. And it shaped my desire to help the less fortunate ones. That's why I became a special education teacher. And now I'm running a company that works with the developmentally disabled children and adults. So my desire to fix what's wrong overcame my bitterness and my solitude and misery that I went through. So that's my take on what happened to me.
You may not be able to recall these facts, but did you witness any of the horrific, inhumane behaviors and atrocities that people who come out of concentration camps from Germany, Auschwitz, and others have talked about? Oh, were you just too young, or did you not see any of that?
I did see, but the interesting psychological phenomenon occurred. For many years, I was not able to recall. I was blocking those images. I didn't even include them in the book. They were so horrific. But as I started writing, it's like unveiling the yarn, you know, and the memory is an interesting thing. You just keep pulling that piece of that thread, and it just keeps unveiling. And I did remember, finally, the executions. I mean, the executions were, the prisoners were taken out of the barracks, and the water was poured on them, and they were left in the minus 40 degrees. It would take a couple of minutes for them to freeze to death. They didn't even waste the bullets.
Oh, my goodness. Today, and I just want to move you fast forward, even though this isn't in the book, we see Putin's Russia, the attempts again to consolidate and reconstruct the mighty, powerful USSR, the Soviet Union, as it once was. Your thoughts in terms of where we're heading, since you have had quite an intimate experience growing up early on. Can you reflect on that?
Well, I know Putin. I grew up with him. We lived in the same building in St. Petersburg, Leningrad at that time.
Wow.
My mother and his mother were friends. His mother, Maria Ivanovna, she was the same age as my mother, and they were friends. And I grew up with him. I didn't become...
So he knows you, correct?
He knows me. He read my book, by the way. And I tell you something else. He asked me not to translate this book into Russian, but because he doesn't want to give the journalist more ammunition to go after him.
I don't want to keep interrupting you, but it's so compelling. Did you translate the book?
No, I didn't.
You currently communicate with him, and within the same thoughts, continue your course that you were going on about growing up with Putin. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, the reason he didn't want me to translate it because he was a very angry, bitter little boy, very cantankerous. He was getting into fights in the courtyard all the time, and I suggested to his mother that he should take up wrestling to get his energy out and his anger out, and she did. And so, with my blessing, he became a world-class judo player. Later, I left that place, but we're still in touch because my brother, my younger brother, who is the same age as Putin, works for him now. He's one of his assistants. So And Putin is the stepfather. I'm sorry, he's the godfather of my two nephews, Yuri and Vladimir, in St. Petersburg.
This is absolutely unbelievable. And you still communicate, right?
I still do. Yeah, we know each other. We don't call each other, obviously, because you don't call the president. But when I go there for a birthday party, he shows up and he brings gifts to his, godchildren. And so we have a brief conversation. It happens like once every couple of years. He's aware. The man is extremely intelligent. He's a lawyer. He's not a country bumpkin like used to be the Khrushchev and Brezhnev, you know, those peasants. He's an attorney. He's extremely bright. He speaks four languages. And people really underestimate his savvy and his intelligence.
All right. I mean, it's just, obviously I got a smile on my face, but next time you're in communication, tell him he's welcome to come on this show and my other shows anytime at all.
He speaks decent English, by the way. So.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, that would be a thrill. I'd love to have it. I'm frustrated, Yuri, that we don't have more time. This has been nothing short of absolutely fascinating. Stay on the line as we go to a break here. The child of Gulag, Yuri Feinberg.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Wow, I'm still dealing with that last interview. I mean, honestly, was that fascinating? Not only the story of Yuri Feinberg's youth and growing up in a Soviet penal system environment, but his relationship with Vladimir Putin. And when we got off air and I chatted with him, I said, look, I recognize the probability of this. I realize it. But if you can get Vladimir Putin to come on, if I have to get up at 1 a.m. to arrange to have this recorded, we'll do it. He's on his way to Rome shortly, where he'll be meeting with his family, and he will be communicating with Putin. It's quite a story. All right, we are back, and I want to make a couple of comments. We don't have a lot of time here. Number one, I think Will Ferrell has placed himself at the top of the list of disgusting, revolting individuals. I recognize he has talent. I think Will Ferrell's talented, but so what? So is Sean Penn. So is Alec Baldwin. They're talented, but they fall into the category of repulsive idiots. And Will Ferrell has moved all the way up to the top. The audacity, the insensitivity to have a film that he's trying to get produced, making fun of Ronald Reagan and his Alzheimer's by having in there quote, one of the cast, someone who convinces Ronald Reagan because of his Alzheimer's that he's playing the role of president. How vulgar, how disgusting, how disgraceful. You know, I'm reaching the point where I'm saying I don't want to see any movies with Tom Hanks in them, with Matt Damon, with Ben Affleck, I could run up and down the list, Will Smith. It doesn't end. I wouldn't be going anywhere or seeing anything. Let's see, why don't I boycott Target at the same time? You know what I'll end up doing? The way things are going, I'll end up staying home. Will Ferrell is a disgrace. I want, let's see if someone can come up with a comedy about Ted Kennedy having brain cancer. Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a comedy, isn't it? There are so many people who have families and who themselves are afflicted with Alzheimer's. By the way, I don't have to educate the public. It is a crippling, devastating, horrible disease. No, I do not have it. No one in my family has it. I do know people who have had it. And I can tell you, as just a normal individual. There are those moments where I get frustrated. I may forget something. It happens on radio. Happens all the time. It's normal. It's not dementia. It's not senility. Think about Alzheimer's and multiply it like 500 times. It's disgraceful. All right. Enough about Will Ferrell. May this movie never get produced. Ted Cruz reaching out, picking Carly Fiorina as his vice president. And boy, some things will live in infamy, like Dukakis with his putting a helmet on and getting into a tank with the helmet over his small head. What a vision, right? John Kerry. I mean, there are a number of things. Him on his water skiing, him on his bicycle, his girl's bike. But he's already, he already is the Secretary of the State. You got to be a little careful. How about Carly Fiorina singing to Ted Cruz's kids, who she now loves more than life? Give me a break, will you? There's nothing wrong with saying, I've met Ted Cruz and Heidi and the family, and they're fine people, and I'm thrilled and honored to be part of this campaign. And leave it at that, Carly. She's singing songs and talking about her incredible relationship. And you know what it is? It's BS. It's not that I object to her being the nominee. She's quite a spokesperson. And you can talk about her controversial days at Hewlett-Packard. And I interviewed her on her book. I can't think of the name of the book that came out after she left Hewlett-Packard. But this is a last-ditch attempt on the part of Cruz to pull out a miracle, because I don't know who's going to win Indiana. But even if Trump loses it, he's moving on to California with 172 electoral votes. I know they had some riots there last night. But Trump has it, unless there's some way they can steal it. Now, former Speaker of the House, another jerk, comes out. And I'm not defending. This isn't a matter of whether how much I like Cruz and how much I like Trump. He comes out. I can't use the words on air here that he used at a private talk to describe Ted Cruz. He's a S. Well, he said he's the most miserable SOB he's ever met. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why. Cruz claims he never really had any long conversations with him, and they mostly might have spoken his 50 words, and they were all congenial, like, good morning, Mr. Speaker. But that's not it. It's because Cruz did the right thing by, quote, the government shutdown. That was an insult to John Boehner. This is revenge. It's sheer, utter, disgusting revenge on the part of Boehner because he got showed up. I'm glad he's gone. I wish Paul Ryan were not his successor. This is what's going on, and this will eventually destroy the Republican Party unless Trump can unify it. I don't know whether he can or he can't. I have my questions. I have a good friend who emailed me. So you're supporting Trump. I said, yeah. I emailed back. I'm supporting Trump. Would you like me to support Hillary Clinton? Since day one, he says, oh, you changed your mind. I said, I've never changed my mind. Since day one, anybody who listens to this show knows it's been number one Cruz, number two Trump. But when number one ain't going to make it, number two becomes number one. Understand that simple logic? And unless something happens at the convention that is a contested convention and they try to sabotage this, or unless Hillary goes to prison, but she won't. That's where she belongs, in prison. It's Trump against Hillary Clinton. Who could have imagined Trump versus Hillary Clinton for the presidency? So when you look at those two and you can think of all the negatives you want to say about Trump, how can there be any question in any patriotic mind that Trump is not the one to vote for and you take the chance with him because you know what you're getting with Hillary? And it's a disaster. Wishing you all a great weekend. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.